This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
With 5280 Esports, we are here tonight with Jeff. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm just coming on to this podcast with you, and I'll try to get your name out there, try to get a little variety on your show. I'm originally from Montana, but I lived here for about almost 7 years now here in Colorado, so I feel welcome, and hopefully we can get the show on the road.
Sweet. Yeah. And for everyone listening, Jeff is actually, what are you, my in-law?
I was thinking of that the other day. How would I introduce myself?
I would say cousin, maybe.
Is cousin-in-law a real thing? Is that a legit term? Because that's how you would describe it. Cousin-in-law.
Yeah, or I would say we're cousin-in-laws. I would actually say that we're the only two brown people at every party event we're in.
Yeah. No. Dude, if people showed up to our family gatherings,
we'd be easy to spot out.
Yeah, we would be like, "Are you supposed to be here?"
Yeah, are you waiting tables?
Yeah. Oh, here, park my car.
Yeah. So we've known each other for a while. We're good friends. We play Call of Duty every night with each other almost.
Try to.
Yeah, when we can. That's how it is when you're old now.
I mean, old and you gotta
have kids.
Kids and, my work schedule is, keeps me late. So we try to game. And I'm gonna be that guy at 60, 70 playing games.
Me too.
Which is, odd for a lot of people, but I think 45 years from now it's gonna be different. So
I'm gonna die with a controller in my hand.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go out losing to COD again.
I told Carrie, who's my wife, that I would die in Converse. I would just wear Converse or Vans.
Until you die, fresh to death.
Yeah, they're comfortable and. Definitely it's nice to. Be part of your guys' family and everything because I feel more welcome here. When I first moved down here, it was a different type of atmosphere when I'm used to. Mm-hmm. And, not knowing you at first, when I first moved down here, I was like, man, am I going to be the only ethnic person in this family? Because it's everyone else is just white. So, which is nothing wrong with that. It's just kind of feel out of place. But when I first met you, I was like, yeah, we're going to do all right.
We'll be just talking memes to each other.
No, memes brings the world together, man. I think more people need to send memes and on a daily dose. It should be part of your daily dose of vitamins and everything, memes.
Yeah. And we kind of connected through Call of Duty, I feel like, because we knew each other, but we didn't game together. And then I think it was like 4th of July party. We're like, game?
Yeah. No. I think it was the more reaching out to just get to know each other and find a common interest. And it was actually games and knowing that you had a, gaming system and we could cross platform and play with each other. So I think that was the connection between us. So that's nice. I definitely need to get into different genres in gaming. I'm getting kind of bored of Call of Duty, but everyone plays it. So it's just do I really want to venture out and play other games and not play with the people I play with, or just keep playing with people until it dies?
I don't know. I think I don't know how long you played Call of Duty for. I've played
a long time.
Yeah, a long time. Probably since early, probably when the 360 came out. I did play PS2 Medal of Honors and stuff, but in my opinion, my hot take is that this Call of Duty is the best that's ever released. And all I see on social media is people bagging on it. But I think it's, I think it's the best. The movement, the guns, the feel, the sound, everything is top notch. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the, I guess, like jumpiness of the old Call of Duties where you just have to be a spaz to win. This one, I feel like you have to be a little bit more smooth, a little bit more accurate and strategy. Cause we, us being like, you know, old, we get some dubs.
Yeah, you know, the movement is definitely different, but I think it has gotten more advanced than we were used to with, like, Modern Warfare, the original Modern Warfare 2. Mm-hmm. Just how, you know, the graphics and the movement and the guns weren't, they were OP. Like, there was guns mm-hmm. there, they shouldn't have been in there. No, I definitely agree with that it's being, like, one of the best released ones, because it was like Ghost and then Advanced Warfare, or no, not Advanced Warfare, it was like Infinite Warfare. Mm-hmm. And all those games coming out, they were fun, but they were just Halo-ish, you know, like they just, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, they put in mechanics that, you know, you can jump triple times and fly basically. And it's just, it wasn't boots on the ground, classic Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. And I think Modern Warfare 2 and the revamps and remastered and all that kind of brought it back to, hey, you know, we haven't forgot the OG fans of the game, so let's bring it back, put boots on the mm-hmm. ground, bring a battle royale into it. I think bringing battle royale saved Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
To the sole fact that it was just losing so much activity, I guess I should say, with people playing the game.
Well, you had Battlefield that was competing with it, and I felt like Battlefield was taking a lot of the popularity.
Yep,
Battlefield. And I wasn't a big fan of Battle Royales. I didn't really like Fortnite or PUBG, but Resurgence, man, that's like the perfect, for me, the perfect mix of Battle Royale, but still having a lot of action. Because to me, the Battle Royales, they move slow, and I need a little bit more action.
Yeah, I mean, respawning when you die and everything is great. Kind of speeds up the game.
And the squads.
I kind of like the Battle Royale and the sole fact that you can play at your own pace. You know, you can land in different areas that, you know, a lot of people are not going to land. You can loot, build up, and, you know, scan and fight. But there's just times where, you know, on these resurgent maps, small ones like Sheikah Island,
mm-hmm.
you can land anywhere and you're going to get, you know, landed on. And what's really bothersome when I play that mode is when I'm landing, the parachute noise and everything, it sounds mm-hmm. like someone else is behind me and I get paranoid and I turn around and there's no one there. And then all of a sudden I'm looting and then bam, someone's there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's preferences. People like, you know, Resurgence and people like Battle Royale. I like going back and forth to where I play a little Battle Royale and then like warm up and then like, okay, I'm kind of bored. Let's go to Resurgence. And then it's like, oh, I'm getting kind of tired of Resurgence because, you know, it's just, you know, overwhelming sometimes. And I go back to kind of slow back down Battle Royale. So it's like a balance between the two modes and it's not like one preference overall.
Yeah. I mean, I still play the multiplayer. I still love going into, you know, team deathmatch, and that's where I warm up, is I'll go into those and play those. And that's where people get sweaty.
Yeah. I tend to go with team deathmatch and search and destroy. If those things are quick, they're not going to last as long and you can get back to the next game. So it's kind of like a Resurgence type style, you know, just play and then wait and then you come back on the next round. So
yeah, we're hoping to get a Call of Duty tournament. We have some online that we host for everyone listening. You can download. So we host most of our online tournaments on the Play 1UP app. We host Call of Duty, Madden, 2K, UFC, pretty much like, you know, Fortnite, all of the main games we host on there. It's super easy to use. You download the app, make an account, and then you can hop in to our tournaments and they pay out immediately. So it's super fun. It's the Play 1UP app, which you still need to get onto.
Yeah. you know, doing Call of Duty, like those type of like events, I think if they did Madden, Call of Duty, and, you know, Halos and popular, like, multiplayer format games. Mm-hmm. If they just did more of that and got, like, some sponsorships or anything like that, I think esports could come to Denver and be, you know, a solid thing, you know. But I think more likely Colorado is more of like an outdoorsy type of place to live. So mm-hmm. a lot of people aren't really focused on gaming. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. they're not going to go to a stadium full of people playing at a computer, you know, mm-hmm. you know, but I mean, it's not like it can't be a good thing and it can't be popular here. It's just, it's going to take some time because you got, you know, outdoors, events, you know, like soccer and, you know, football and everything like that. So I think if they focused on getting support and sponsorships to make those things available to people to see, I think it can definitely pick up some steam and compete with the esports market.
Yeah, because I think in Colorado there's a big enough market, and it's pretty much the center of the U.S., but most of the right. esports stuff is found in the East Coast or basically all the coastal cities. Mm-hmm. So I believe that there's just not enough money or people or, I guess, publicity here because, mm-hmm. you know, California, they have similar lifestyle outdoors and people doing recreational stuff. Right. But they have the money, they have the brands, they have the celebrities, they have so much more over there that's focusing on esports that is giving it that hub of the name from the nation. So, and I think Colorado has the opportunity.
I think what you're doing with your brand and how you're promoting, you're going to promote it and get it out there. It's a good starting point of getting people to join your team and mm-hmm. to, you know, support you and the overall brand. So having places to go and like, hey, I'll join your group and I have these businesses that will support us, right? Mm-hmm. And getting a starting point. I mean, we're not like asking Amazon or, you know, Walmart, you know,
yeah.
To support the team and basically start off like with a big old payroll. Trying to get it going. But I mean, it's always going to be rough starting up. It's like a business, man. You start it up, it takes a couple years, and then it starts going out, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think where you're starting right now is a good pace. And eventually it's going to snowball into something that everybody can join in. Yeah. And I think that's going to be really good for what I hope esports in general will come to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do notice that one of the main things that is missing in Colorado is, I would say, like, influencers. There's not a lot in Colorado that are in that almost nerd culture, gaming culture niche. A lot of them is, like, travel or lifestyle. But we don't have too many big ones here. And if they do, obviously everyone goes to L.A. or New York or something. And I just think that's what we're missing as well.
Well, I mean, if we find like these high schoolers and these about to go into college kids that play games constantly and they're actually really good and they mm-hmm. go to these esports in California or New York or wherever they are and, you know, get their names out there and get recognized like, oh, this guy, you know, beat this guy. And mm-hmm. who is he? Oh, yeah, he's from Denver. Oh, like Denver, they don't have esports or anything like that. Let's check it out. Well, they do. You know, they have all these different channels, all these different people that run events and big events. Mm-hmm. They're just, you know, like a small school compared to a Division I school, you know? So like I said, we just need to find, like you said, some influencers, and we need to find people who will actually like join in this event and build it up from, you know, the ground up. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I mean, how did those other places start? You know, I guarantee you they started a brand, they started small, they gathered a whole bunch of, you know, semi-pro gamers and started their own team and move from there.
Yeah, that's one of the main things is I was talking to the other show podcast we had, is that if Colorado could have an esports team that is able to go to these national tournaments and at least get placed, you know, third, second, maybe first. Yeah. Even if they could place, that would start putting Colorado on the map. And I think that's the main thing we're missing. And nobody has that. No brand, no team, no nothing. Nobody has that yet. Right. Nobody's been able to put that together.
And eventually there are going to be a brand and a team, and they're going to go up against, you know, FaZe and all those other ones out there, and they're going to be recognized because of their talents. I mean, I wouldn't say I was good in high school or anything, but I was decent. I could have probably, you know, I could have gone pro. No, you know, Counter-Strike. I grew up on Counter-Strike, and yep. look how big Counter-Strike is. You know. Mm-hmm.
We were just too young at the time.
Yeah, all these other streamers out there playing Counter-Strike, it's you know, brand new, but it's actually a pretty old game, you know? And look how good they are. Look how good they got recognized.
Yeah. So, well, I do notice that with Warzone or the new Call of Duty, they haven't – the developers haven't released the APIs yet for tracking your skills.
Right.
And so a lot of the apps – stuff that does like online tournaments or like stat tracking, they're on hold. Nobody's doing anything with Warzone or Call of Duty right now. So I don't know if it's too late in its life cycle now, because I heard that there's already going to be another release this year for the next Call of Duty, which I think is too early. I think they need to let games chill for like 2 years minimum.
Yeah, I mean, I have a love-hate relationship of like constantly releasing new games and new content at a fast pace for it kind of settle within you know, the market, and for people to have a chance to enjoy the game for a while before they spend another, you know, $100 on the next one. I don't want to like flip the subject, but it's kind of relating to my other hobby is I play Magic the Gathering. And how Magic is right now is similar to what you just explained, that they're coming out with a new game when Warzone just came out like what, 3 years ago. So Magic itself is like a card game, but it's also it has its own economy within it, so it's constantly printing out
new cards
content and everything, and it's hard to keep up because it's actually a really expensive game. It can't.
Yeah, I just think that Call of Duty, like, Resurgence came out less than 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they already planning? They're already planning on getting a new Call of Duty, which I was still playing Modern Warfare through, I think, Cold War and what was the other one that came out? Cold War and, anyway, the other game that came out. I was still playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
World War II? World at War?
No. No, it was. But anyway, yeah, I was still playing that game. I didn't even touch Call of Duty or any of the new ones. I just, to me, I think the Warfare collection is so much better.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean,
it's definitely is changing, and I think eventually it's going to be such a it's popular, but it's going to be such a big thing that there's going to have to be events with this game. There's going to have to be events with all these battle royale games that are coming out, right? So people are going to want to watch it. You know, people who are fans of battle royale games are going to want to watch that stuff on
big screens. Nobody, I don't know, have you seen any events? I haven't seen any big events. I know there's CDL, but like there hasn't been, like, I don't know if anyone else is putting big tournaments together because the API is not there from it's Activision, right?
Yeah.
I think they're the ones that are behind it. So Activision is not helping the esports communities grow throughout the nation, which I think keeps the game afloat because, like you said, right? CSGO, CS and CSGO, right? They released games years, like, what, 5 years? I don't even know how many years, but years apart, like a long time. And they kept that game going because of the esports community. And same thing with, I would say, Fortnite and Rainbow. Like, Rainbow is like a 7-year-old game now, 8-year-old game. They haven't come out the new version of it, and that game is still popular because of esports community.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's not Call of Duty; it's an opposite thing. Like, everyone's so mainstream with Call of Duty and everything, Rainbow Six, you know, it's opposite. So you have a, like, I would say a cult following for just a small little game like that. So of course they're not going to want to, you know, produce and oversaturate their game and everything, because Call of Duty is already doing that. So why, again, why the whole saying, why fix something that's not broken? So they eventually will come out with another game, but it's not going to be on a constant 2-3 year you know, cycle.
Yeah, I also think so. One of the biggest, my biggest hopes for Call of Duty, hopefully, I don't think they'll ever do it now in this game, but in the future, if they want all my money, they need to give us the option to create our own operator and to buy different cosmetics for them. Right. I think, I'm like, if we can create our own operator, man, I'd be spending so much money on this game. I just don't like any of the designs they come out with, you know?
No, I don't either. I mean, they had like Freddy Krueger and, you know, Michael Myers, you know, back what, like a year and a half ago for the Halloween special. And I wanted Jason Voorhees. Like what about us?
Like, what they should do is, okay, you create your guy and they release seasonal cosmetics. And obviously throughout the year, they have like yearly cosmetics, but create like a Halloween different, like Jason's mask. And then you can get all these different things. But I'm like, man, I would love, because during the battle pass, I'm like, oh yeah, none of these operators are like really that cool. They're cosmetics, you know? And I was like, man, if they could just give us pieces that we could unlock to basically, you know, I don't know, give our operators our own outfits. That's one thing I'm like, if they could bring that, I can deal with all the bugs.
Right. I don't want to get it to where it's like you pay to win, you know, like with these different, like,
but that would skins. Be strictly cosmetics and skins. I don't think those would affect your.
Well, I mean, like all these different suits that are black, right? And the game is dark. There's corners, dark corners everywhere. People just hide in corners and shoot. And it's like, I didn't even know you were there, because you're not lit up or anything like that. You're black. You have the, you know, rose skin and everything. And it's not like pay to win. I should like rephrase that. Just, you know, just not really like focus on spending money on certain things. Just kind of just play the game. But
that's just, in my opinion, you have both. Yeah, you have both ends, right? You get an all. You can black out your operator, or you can make them so vibrant just because you want to stand out. You know, like there's a disadvantage and advantage to both. So, anyway, that's my biggest thing with Call of Duty. I'm like, just give us customizable operators.
I think that'd be good.
I mean, I'd spend $5, $10, $20. I would, but I'm saying I like the money I have. Like, you know, obviously, if I want to spend money on Call of Duty, I don't ever. I barely get a battle pass. So,
right.
But anyway, moving on. So Call of Duty. Anyway, Call of Duty is what we met on. That's what we play. That's what we love. I still love Call of Duty. I think it's the best one. Any other final thoughts you had on Call of Duty?
I mean, it's definitely enjoyable. Trying to like unwind and everything, but it. I mean, it's any game, but I think I find it more frustrating where it's like, you just want to unwind, play a couple of rounds, hope you win something, and you just get swamped by sweats and the lobbies. And they just need to fix that. They need to fix these
skill-based matchmaking.
Skill-based matchmaking, man. I just don't like being put into a lobby where everyone just got off work and they're all angry and sweaty, and I just want to relax and, you know.
It is toxic. It is a toxic community, but that's what we grew up with too.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, moving on. So for everyone listening, Jeff here did help me actually today create a design for our shop, which you can check it out. If you go to 5280esports.org, go to our shop tab. You can see all of our merch there. But I'll bring it up. It's actually pretty cool. So here, if everyone can see, is
so dope.
Is a tank top for all of the gym heads that like to go and work out and show off all their muscles. You can feel like you're going Super Saiyan with Vegeta, and we have a Goku one, but this one's sweet. So you helped me design this one today, which I thought was sweet.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why I kind of wanted to do the tank top version is, I kind of find it really hard to find a good tank top with a good design, and we're both Dragon Ball Z fans. So looking up Dragon Ball Z merchandise a work tank top and everything, they're all gym related, right? So it's just like Goku, you know, lifting dumbbells and everything. I was like, I don't really,
it's
like,
cringe, right? It's a little cringy.
I don't want that. I want something simple but
and subtle.
And subtle, and something that shows like, hey, I'm a friend of Dragon Ball Z. It's a, you know, play on items and everything. So you have your logo, right? Mm-hmm. You have the name, but you have Dragon Ball Z on top. So it's just like two things into one, and it's not oversaturated with, you know, he's going to train, he goes Super Saiyan, and you have to scream at the top of your lungs every time you do a set. And it's just like, no, I just want something simple.
Yeah, and that was my whole take on. So like when I've looked, because obviously I shop when I'm wearing clothes, I like to. Anyway, what I was trying to say is, so the merch that's in the gaming industry / nerd culture anime is, I feel like has gotten better, but it's been super cringy the past like 5-10 years, right, since it started. Yeah. But like my take on it was, I love the brands that are from like Tilly's, Zumiez, like the skate shops, kind of like that, because I'm from the 90s, so I love like the skate aesthetic, like that hardcore metal kind of style. So my brands that I liked were like Primitive, which is one of my favorite brands. I kind of based off of the designs like that, where it's very clean. The focus is on the font, and then we do collaborations, which I'm sure we'll get into, but I've been wanting to collab with a lot of like Denver artists to do local designs. And so I've done like the basic designs here. But I really liked, so then one of the ones I also came up with today was the one I sent you, which is, where is it? So it's the Goku and Krillin. That one was cool. That one was a play on one of the original, here we go. So this was a play on the original
Dragon Ball,
which is one of my favorites because it's not only nostalgic, but I just love the art style of it. And it's more retro and not as cringe. It's a little bit more on that like just Japanese art style that I like. And so what I liked is I took the you know, similar font, similar art style, and obviously we just did the 5280 sports, so that's kind of where I drew the inspiration from, was from the original Dragon Ball.
And like making that logo for you and everything, I don't have like any experience of like making shirts, but my best friend David, whose stepdad owns a shirt shop. So kind of seeing how he made shirts and where he places his shirts, his symbols and logos, everything, and his logos and everything, kind of gave me a little insight of like what is appealing, what is popular, what do people like. So a lot of people like the stuff on the corner, like the Vans and the Volcom and everything like that. So it's not like, you know, Superman in the front, S shape and everything. It's like in your face, on the corner there. And then in the back, it shows, you know, a little bit more in depth, because it brings the eyeball to the main point, which is below your neck, right? And then on your side, right there is your logo. But when you turn your back and everything, everyone can see your entire, you know, 52 esports on their back. And they're like, oh, okay, that's what he supports.
Yeah, so that's why I like the design you came up with, because it was one of the main things was simple, subtle, and like you said, like I like to, other than, you know, some of the other designs, but where you have to really look to see what that is. Like obviously it screams Dragon Ball if you know Dragon Ball, but if you don't, you don't even know what it is, you know.
Right. Like Vegeta's hairline. Everyone who's a Dragon Ball Z fan will know that's Vegeta. So I was thinking that, like, you were sending me this and I was eating dinner, I was like, what would it look like with Vegeta's hairline, but with the M symbol? So something more, just not just his hairline, you know, something that can bring your eye towards, you know, the center and everything. I was like, okay, that's a good position, good composition. You know, it's even. So,
which is even cool, because I think the Majin symbol is one of the cooler, I guess, Vegeta characters. know, because anyone that watches the anime knows, like, that was one of the cooler Vegeta characters in the series.
Yeah, I think that, and then before Vegeta became, like, you know, a pacifist almost, I think that, yeah, I agree, that was one of the most entertaining character arcs of Vegeta. It's just being influenced but also overcoming that influence, but still maintaining that power that he had. So I think that was nice.
Yeah. So thanks for designing that, by the way. I think it came out great. I think it's a good gym pump shirt.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I'm definitely going to get one.
I ordered one. I ordered the black one. I was going to order a gray one, but it kind of like blended in with the gray.
True.
And I'm like, I don't want to fix it. So
I'm sure they'll come out with more colorways. It's just, this is what they have available at the moment.
Yeah. And I was fine, but
I like the charcoal and the blue, the dark blue. I think those two are nice.
Yeah. I thought the red was going to be a little bit darker, but I was like,
more of a maroon.
That's, you know, that's too bright. It's like almost like a fire engine red.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if you know any artists, but we are always opening to working with artists in Denver and Colorado, you know, and they don't have to be in Colorado, but like when we were at Comic-Con, we met a bunch of artists. I got a lot of their info to do commissions and stuff. But if anyone has any artists that they want to send our way to help create some apparel or artwork or anything at all, we're always open to it.
Because
I know you get a lot of tattoos and stuff, so you probably met some cool artists out.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going to the tattoo convention here in late July downtown. So eventually I'll probably meet some people.
Do they do tattoos at that convention?
Yeah.
Like, can you get a tattoo?
Yeah. I think some do walk-ins. I think mostly you have to set up an appointment with that artist beforehand. But I think some do walk-ins, which, you know, is fine if you're in doubt with the risk of going up on a walk-in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a big risk.
Yeah. I can't do it. I can't.
You're going in blindly for a lifetime decision.
No, I can't. I have to look at the artist. I have to look at his like recent years worth of work. And, you know, can he do, you know, good detail work? Can he do good shading? How long has he been doing it? Because a lot of times people haven't been doing it very long, right? And they still get good work. Like, don't get me wrong. They still have really nice, you know, portfolios and everything. But does it last? That's why I always ask myself when I talk to artists and I look at their stuff, like, is it going to last? And I look at it and I'm like, no, how dark my skin is and I go in the sun a lot, it's not going to last. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, I've been wanting to get a tattoo soon. So maybe we'll have to get matching tattoos like that Dragon Ball Z one.
Yeah, no, do that. That'd be dope. I shared that Instagram of that one. And I was like, oh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Tattoos, I think, I mean, they're fun to get.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I might be like offending a lot of people saying, oh, it's not fun to get. It hurts. But I believe there has to be like a depth meaning to when you get a tattoo. I mean, people can get tattoos willy-nilly, fun. You know, you just graduated high school. You go down the street to your local tattoo shop and get, you know, a random tattoo, which is fine. Mm-hmm. That's all good. But I believe the stigma of like people who think who have tattoos are like bad and they got a record and all that jazz is fading a little bit to a point where we got to kind of keep up the progress of tattoos being acceptable. Don't just get random tattoos for the sake of being random, you know. Get meaning into it. Do a little bit of work. You know, make sure you like that design before you get it, because tattoo regrets are a thing. And, you know, we don't want these people out here who don't have tattoos think that we're just freaks saying, oh, I'll just get a random tattoo for the sake of it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, unfortunately I'll be that guy. Cause I don't think at least right now, I'm just gonna go and get a tattoo cause it looks cool.
and that's totally fine. You could do that. I like to put a little bit of thought and a little bit of work and select an artist. And that's one thing that it's kind of blowing my mind right now. Denver itself is a big city, right? Bigger than the city I'm from. So finding a tattoo artist shouldn't be that hard, right? You got a big town. There's tattoo shops everywhere. I cannot find anyone who has the style and the
talent,
talent to bring what I want. And
yeah,
it's kind of like frustrating, you know. I don't want to go to California or, you know, Florida or anything like that to get to like the Amis of the world.
Yeah, yeah. Well, switching gears a little bit, you're not a big Madden player, but you're a big Chargers fan.
Yep.
As everyone can see watching, you got your Chargers jersey and your Chargers hat on.
I didn't know what to wear, so I was just like, I'm just going to slap in a jersey.
It's always safe to go with.
And call it good.
Yeah.
They're out there. We're out there. Okay, so whoever's watching this, bolt up and, you know, stay the course, man. Don't let anyone, you know, look down on you.
And for all my diehards, let's ride.
Or last year, let's cry.
Was pretty rough last year.
And then let's hide. And
at least so, we got the Nuggets, man. At least the Nuggets did it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when they first started the season, the Nuggets kind of like showed like, hey, they could go all the way. But then later down the season, you're like, there's no one in the whole entire league that can beat the Nuggets. You can just see a straight fight. So it's just like, who can, right? You thought Milwaukee maybe, and, you know, the Lakers possibly. But no, you just could not see any other team beat the Nuggets. And I, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people bet on the Nuggets winning it all, and they probably won a lot. But yeah, you could not see yourself. You could not see the Nuggets lose. I didn't.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're not for the next 2K game. They're not the Chiefs of the 2K game, where they're just so overpowered. Everybody uses them, and they have to ban them from tournaments.
I mean, it'd be like that sometimes, man.
Which I'm cool with because it's Denver.
Yeah, definitely.
Because when I hop on Madden and I see a team playing Chiefs, I'm just like, oh. It's not even when you play with the Chiefs. Let's say Chiefs, Eagles. When you win, it doesn't feel like you actually won because you're playing with such an OP team, you know.
Well, the last time
Last
time I played a Madden game was like Madden 12, so that had Peyton Hillis on the cover, right? Mm-hmm. And bro, that game, the top, I think the top team of that, what was that top team? Was it the? No, it wasn't the Ravens. I think it was the Packers. I don't know what top team it was, but everybody used them. Everybody. Every single match I went up to, everybody. Mm-hmm. But of course, me, I just used the Chargers because they had the wide receivers on that team, and Rivers could throw it. So I was fine playing with them.
Yeah, and luckily for our tournaments, it's actually a pretty good variety of players or teams. Like, nobody's just using one team. Like, nobody's just using Chiefs. Actually, I hardly ever see the Chiefs. I hardly ever see Eagles. It's actually a lot of like the mid to upper mid teams, which I really like.
Yes.
So, I don't know if they're just doing that out of, you know, being nice or showing that I can win this without using Chiefs.
Well, I mean, it's definitely, you know, the play style of the team and what playbook they use. You know, are they a run heavy playbook team? Because a lot of times, like, I don't know the other Maddens, but Madden 12, you could run in that game.
Yeah, they've really updated the run game. Like, this 23 was a really good game for running. And supposedly this next Madden is supposed to be like even more focused on the run, which I really like because to me that feels more fun when you're playing on offense and you're running and you're doing a run game. When you get that stick work going, man, it's so satisfying. But you need to get on Madden 24.
Who's on the cover of this one?
Who is it? If anyone in the chat knows, let me look it up real quick. You know who it is? I know who it is. Josh Allen. Which I thought was a weird cover.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you put like how come I can't think of any of these players now? It's been maybe it's because it's
the why wouldn't you put Eagles quarterbacks?
Yeah, Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs looking out at the, you know, losing end of that AFC game. Like, I would choose that as the front cover, to be honest. I think that's a legit cover.
Yeah. or I don't know. I was thinking someone from the Eagles because they lost the Super Bowl, but the quarterback's name I can't think of it. But anyway, that I was like a lot of people. Josh Allen, I love the Bills, but I just don't know why they chose him. It wasn't like he was, you know, I don't know.
I'm gonna do a little hot take. I think the Bills are the Chargers, but better. You know, like they have a quarterback hype all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, can, you know, beat the Chiefs, but you know they struggle, right? Mm-hmm. They get to the AFC Championship and they choke. I mean, the similarities are there. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they have a run game. We have a run game, sort of, right? We have wide receivers. They have wide receivers. We got a hype quarterback. They have a hype quarterback. So I don't know. I think the Bills can do it if they just kind of go under the radar, right? Stop putting so much hype into Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen and everyone, and just kind of like be the dark horse, be under the radar, you know, don't be in the media, everything. I think you could definitely go all the way on that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I do have the beta for Madden 24, so I'm going to hop on there soon and try out the Chargers, see if they've gotten any better.
Probably not. Just to be quite honest, like I don't think anyone on that team has reached like a 90 or above. Everyone's like 80s or below.
Yeah, well, you should definitely try and come out to our. So we're gonna be hosting a Madden tournament for the new Madden that comes out. I think it comes out the 18th. So we're probably gonna be doing maybe the week like that Saturday. Otherwise, it'll probably be the next week or weekend after. Which we're hoping to be a big one because we already got some sponsors lined up and stuff. So that should be a good one. Plus the new game's hype. You know, everyone's hyped for the new game, so it's pretty good turnout.
Is there gonna be pizza?
Actually, one of the sponsors might be doing pizza for us.
Yeah.
Anyone comes out for free food, you know? Brings a free pizza. I think most people show up just for that.
See, I look out for the people who love food, all right? I mean, watching people play games is all fun, but you got to bring the food, man. Mm-hmm. If you make the food, they will come.
Yep. Well, Jeff, we're at the 42-minute mark. I think...
I thought we had another 20 minutes, man. I have like a whole bunch of stuff to talk about.
Did you? All right, let's run through it real quick.
Just kidding.
You got to do it in about 2 minutes instead of 20.
2 minutes? All right, top five favorite rappers of all time.
I'm waiting for it.
Go. No, I'm asking you.
I have three. I have
three?
Travis. I got Travis. Well, are you talking about modern rappers or are you talking about all time?
Top favorite rappers.
All right, Biggie, Kanye.
What?
Yeah, I hate Kanye. I hate his. I love his music. I hate him. So Biggie, Kanye, Tupac, Travis. Let's see, that's four, right?
Biggie, Kanye, Tupac, Travis,
and Travis. I'm gonna have to go with Wheezy.
Wheezy. Lil Wayne. Okay.
I grew up with him. He got me through high school.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. So my top, all right.
Let's hear him.
A little controversial. Eminem, right? Top one. That's my favorite. All right.
I respect him. Don't listen to his music though.
All right. Mac Miller is my second. Okay.
That's a good one.
All right. A lot of people don't know. All right. A lot of people don't know these two kind of underground. Immortal Technique is my third.
Oh, I know. They're good. I like them.
Yep. All right. Tupac is my fourth. Okay.
Okay. Good one.
All right. And don't hate. Ice Cube is my fifth.
He's like a man. Are We There Yet? Love that movie. Just gonna put that out there. He might be moved into my number five spot just because of that movie.
No, the reason why I have Eminem top first is, like you said, like Lil Wayne got you through, you know, high school and everything. I think Eminem got me through, you know, fifth grade and up. Mm-hmm. You know, just how he wasn't like everyday person you listen to. You know, he was like taboo. Like I had to burn a CD of my buddy to get it to listen to it. That's how like bad it was back in the day because like no parent would want their kid to listen to Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody wants to listen to Eminem. So
yeah, fortunately I still don't, but still respect him.
he's gotten away from his old stuff, obviously. Yeah. I mean, there's a dark period in his career where it's just like you kind of want to skip, like a blimp. You just don't want to go there. Yeah. But he's not Slim Shady anymore. If he was Slim Shady now, I think he would be on fire, honestly.
Yeah, I think so. So I got a question for you then, because this is gaming. What has been your all-time favorite game?
Oh, bro. All-time favorite game? Like any
game? Actually, let's do this. Let's see. Do you want to do game or do you want to do any nerd IP? Meaning like any brand.
You know. Any brand?
Yeah. Or video game.
I think favorite video game off PS2 was Enter the Matrix.
Really?
Yeah.
I did play that game. Yeah. It was a good game.
I besides that, maybe Resident Evil. But
those are good games.
Top game, favorite, played it 100 times over and over because I just love the slow motion and being able to, you know, fight Agent Smith and everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think Enter the Matrix was my favorite.
Very interesting. I haven't heard anyone say that.
and then after Resident Evil will probably be Prince of Persia games.
Those are good. For me, I'm going to say first thing that comes to my mind is Animal Crossing. Weird.
Really, bro? But
man. Of all the games. But the reason why is not because of gameplay, not because of anything. It's probably a crap game right now. But it's the original Animal Crossing because so much nostalgia has come from that game for me.
Like, could you get any more boring? Like, that game just... I get it. Like, people
I was love like fifth
no
grade,
entertainment.
Fifth, maybe fourth grade playing that game, dude. And I spent so much time on that game. And now every time I just think of it, it's just... That's when I want to die too.
Like I played it and I was like, what's the point of this? Like they don't even talk.
Yeah. Well, I guess I would say Gauntlet Dark Legacy is another good one, but that's also a lot of these are nostalgic games for me.
Like I like the RPG, like old style Baldur's Gate. I love that. That was fun. Yeah.
I wish I could go back in time and like see my library of games I've played just so I can remember what I've played.
If I could go back in time, I would tell my old self, there's better games out there because I was focused on like all the hype games.
All the AAA mainstream games?
Yeah.
Indie games I'm glad it's been making a comeback.
Yeah, no, it's definitely quite nice. Mm-hmm. But I think when I first got my PS2, I got The Simpsons Road Rage game. That was fun.
That's another one. That's probably another top three for me.
Oh, that was
because like GTA, I liked, but I might have been too young, you know. Like I just didn't understand the extent of GTA. And Simpsons Hit and Run was like a condensed, simplified version of that game.
Right. GTA back then is different than GTA now.
No,
GTA is like a Sims. Basically, you do anything you want online. Everything, but back in the day,
had a storyline, had a strong storyline.
It was just like you can follow it. It was a a book with guns. Honestly, yeah. You could do anything.
But man, hit and run.
Yeah, run over people.
That's a good one.
And you know, hide for 2 minutes, and you're scot free. Like, I think that was the best part about that game is you can just basically do anything you want without the repercussions. You know.
All right, Jeff. Well, looks like we went over on our timing.
That's all right.
We got at least some of it out before the 22 minutes was up.
Wait, are you like on a time frame on these things?
No, I don't know. I like to keep it under an hour.
Oh, come on, man. A lot of people watch stuff way longer.
But do you listen to podcasts that are more than 45 minutes?
I listen to Joe Rogan, and it's like 2 hours.
True.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to Joe Rogan because it's too damn long.
Well, I mean, he has some interesting people on there, but, I like long content. As long as it's good content, you know. Right? True. Like, true. What you're doing.
What else was on your list then that you still have to go?
Like the current state of music right now, which we kind of touch with top favorite
Oh, we can
rappers.
power that real quick. I got one statement to say. I am out of
Yeah.
the music loop now that I'm 30 because when I was in high school, man, I had the hottest music on my iPod ready to go at any given moment. I was always scouring the internet, always scouring that song slaps, or
Right.
sorry, this song slaps. I was scouring every piece of the internet looking for the newest, freshest music, underground, and now I just listen to the radio.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, mid like early to mid 2000 music, I don't think anything can beat it
I
right
would
now.
say like 90s to 2000, like 15, maybe 10.
Even though like 90s music, it's not as catchy as mid 2000s. You know,
True, true.
the Dirty South rap, Lil Wayne's early stuff,
T-Pain,
T-Pain and
Sean
Akon
Kingston.
and all those, man. Like even the like emo scene, back in the day, Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, that's making a comeback now. So it's just like I don't think anything that's coming up now is going to influence, I guess, like the mid 2000s did.
True,
Because
true.
what I'm hearing now, it's not music. I wouldn't say it's not music because it is music, but it's just not good quality music. You know what I mean? Like there's good quality music.
Is the old angry person you coming out?
I guess, man. Like
You kids and your music.
it's not good music. It's seriously not.
I
Anyone
don't
with
mind some of it, but like,
oh
obviously
my God.
I feel like back in the day you had a even more even mix of music, right? So
Right.
like you said, you had the rap and then you
Right.
had the rock, metal,
Right. Rock, metal.
hardcore, emo, whatever that is, right? And now it's just so heavy on the hip hop and basically EDM. That's it. That's like all there is.
I mean, it's always gonna be like that because that's what's,
But
I
growing
wouldn't
up, I
say.
felt like I would listen to Day to Remember,
Right.
Devil Wears Prada, and then Lil Wayne and I don't know, Sean Paul on the same music playlist. You
Well,
know?
yeah, I mean, but that it's not on the radio, it's not
Well, like
promoted.
nine yeah, I mean like 93.3 is like playing all the stuff from our high school.
Right. Well, I mean, it's no
There's
one
not
would
new
put
music.
metalcore, on the radio, No one would put everyone would put out Fall Out Boy and all
There's not
those
even
like,
Fallout Boys right now.
yeah, like whatever was on the radio was popular. You had to like literally go outside of it and go on iTunes and find, the underground, the taboos genre, and then you're like, oh, I like this band. Oh, what's this band? Oh yeah. I mean, I didn't discover like My Chemical Romance until like I almost graduated high school.
Until the Black Parade came on the radio.
Yeah. I was like, this band is awesome. And
Okay,
literally,
so what were we saying?
I mean, little did I know that My Chemical Romance would be, the biggest emo band in the entire world.
True, true.
So.
Yeah, so that's what I would say where the music's at. I think we're old, but I also think that it's less variety. And maybe less good too, I guess, less quality.
I mean, there's variety out there, but the quality is just lacking. All these good artists are like dying and, popping off the pills and stuff. And it's just, I would just wish there was more substance listening to, So, I mean, to each their own. I mean, people have different tastes. I mean, when I go into work, I like to listen to a little bit of, As I Lay Dying and some Killswitch Engaged. But a lot of people prefer Nickelback for some reason,
Or Creed.
Creed. Yeah, man, Creed. Creed's a different road, all right? I mean, you got if I had a choice of listening to Nickelback for the rest of my life and nothing else, and Creed, you definitely Creed all day, all day.
All right.
So,
Well,
all right, man.
what's next on your list?
Let's see here. We did study music, DBZ. We talked about that. Let's see here. Oh, what are we gonna do for like the rest of the year? I mean, I know you had your kid and
Oh,
everything,
yeah.
but like, what are you
For like the
doing?
esports stuff?
Yeah, just esports and like in general, like, what do you have planned for family stuff, like the holidays coming up and
no family stuff really planned. I just had a baby, so we're kind of kicking it at home for a while. Yeah, esports stuff, like so we'll have the Madden tournament coming out. There is the X Denver event. There's a Mario Kart tournament that we're going to be at. What's nice about our brand is we're able to be a part of all these different events that are going around Colorado. And because I've been doing this for, I think, almost a year and a half now, I've networked through everyone. And so I get invited to a lot. So I try to make like content and stuff and do reviews and stuff about different events just so that people in the future know what to go to. But right. The next, so we have the Madden event, and then we have the Denver, which is July 25th at the Denver X apartment complex. Super cool place. Super new, fancy. The Mario Kart tournament is going to be taking place on like their Sky Lounge, and it's like this big, beautiful like bar and like chill area, and they're putting up like these big projector screens, and they're gonna be playing Mario Kart tournaments there. So we did last month or two. So if anyone wants to join or go, just go to Localhost. It's gonna be hosted by Localhost. they're the ones that we do our esports tournaments at. They're the esports arena down in Lakewood. They're connected with the Denver X, and they're hosting that. So you do have to get on a registration list, and you do have to pay $10 again, but it's worth it. They got drinks, they got food, prizes. It's a super fun time, and it's like kind of sleek and sexy. It's really cool. I like what they're doing. That's July 25th. Later in the year, then we have at MSU Denver, we're going to be doing a Rocket League tournament with them for their fall showcase, I believe. Mm-hmm. So they do like these. We were actually at their spring showcase, which is we had a booth there. And we handed out, I was there with Localhost, we handed out different promoting stuff. It was really fun. We got to get to know a lot of people. That's actually where I'm at, Red Bull. Red Bull is one of our sponsors too. They're slowly getting more into our stuff, but so we have a lot of like free Red Bull at our events. Then we have, let's see what's coming up. That's fall. I would say Street Fighter 6 has been popping off. It's been very hype. So we're going to try and get into that and do some tournaments with Street Fighter. We're still trying to do Call of Duty. That's a tough one because it has to be all either. We're trying to figure out if we should just do console or if we should do PC. And there's just some logistics that we're trying to figure out.
You're gonna have some major skill gaps.
Exactly. That's those. So yeah. We're trying to figure out. That one's a hard one to do. But we are going to be doing another Rocket League one. That one's one of our big ones. We had all of the colleges there. We had like CU, MSU. I don't know, but there was tons of colleges that showed up for that one, which ended up being a really good turnout. So we got some stuff coming. We'll just be announcing them on our socials, which again, you can find everything at 5280 Esports on all of our socials. Just search it and we'll pop up.
All right, man. Well, it looks like we're about hit our 1 hour mark. So, I'm going to sign off and, we'll probably do another podcast soon. What do you think?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of people wanting to get on, so I already have one lined up for Wednesday. I have, if you want to get back on, we can do another one later this week. So just let me know when you're available. Anyone else that's watching, if you got anyone that wants to get on or if you guys want to get on, send us a message. We're always open to getting new guests on here.
Yeah, but, definitely.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff, for joining. It was great talking to you and a lot of good insight from you.
Yeah, no worries, man. You take care, and we'll game up soon.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks. Man.
See you.